This is Akash Mani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. In the Women's Premier League Cricket Summit Clash, Mumbai Indians clinched their second title as Delhi Capitals choke for the third time in succession. In the Summit Clash played between Delhi and Mumbai at the Bradbone Stadium in Mumbai last night, Harmanpreet Kaur's scintillating 44 ball 66 powered Mumbai Indians to a fighting 149 for the loss of 7 wickets. In reply, Delhi Capital batters put undue pressure on themselves to finish at 141 for 9 despite the large surge from Marizen Kapp and the teenager Nikki Prasad. Harmanpreet Kaur was awarded the player of the match for her knock. This match was a rematch of the inaugural WPL final in 2023, where the Mumbai Indians emerged victorious by 7 wickets. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah hailed the relocation of Assam Rifles to the Azol city of Zokhasang as a significant milestone for the development of Mizoram. Speaking at the relocation of Assam Rifles Battalion headquarters from the central Azol to Zokhasang in Azol yesterday, Shah emphasized that the move marks a new chapter of Azol city and a pivotal step towards the state's growth. He said that the relocation of Assam Rifles Battalion headquarters is the vision for the development of Mizoram. Mr. Shah said that the Government of India has been actively working for the past 10 years to strengthen and integrate the entire Northeast.
नॉर्थईस्ट में टूरिज्म से लेकर टेक्नोलॉजी तक, स्पोर्ट्स से लेकर स्पेस तक और एग्रीकल्चर से लेकर एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप तक हर क्षेत्र में विकास के नए आयाम ये 10 साल में नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार गढ़ रही है.
In Telangana, 64 members of the banned CPI Maoist Party have voluntarily surrendered before the Inspector General of Police, Multi-Zone 1 Chandrasekhar Reddy, and Kottagudem District Superintendent of Police, Rohit Raj. The IGP informed the media that 48 men and 16 women were among those who were surrendered yesterday. He said that the surrendered Maoist will be given 25,000 rupees as an immediate assistance beside the rehabilitation support. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has been selected for the Digital Transformation Award 2025 by the Central Banking at London in UK. The Central Bank has been awarded for its digital initiatives named Prava and Sarthi, which were developed by its in-house developer team. The awards committee noted how these digital initiatives have been reduced the use of paper-based submissions, thus transforming RBI's internal and external processes. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the people to tune into the podcast interview with Lex Fridman to be broadcast today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he had a fascinating conversation with Mr. Fridman, who hosts the Lex Fridman podcast. The conversation covered the diverse topics, including Mr. Modi's childhood, the years in the Himalayas, and the journey in public life. The United States of America has carried out a series of airstrikes on Yemen's capital, Sana'a, following an order from the President, Donald Trump. President Donald Trump also promised to continue the use of overwhelming lethal force until Iranian-backed Houthi rebels cease their attacks on shipping along a vital maritime corridor. Mr. Trump said that no terrorist force could stop American commercial and naval vessels from freely sailing the waterways of the world. He also warned Iran to stop supporting the rebel group, promising to hold the country fully accountable for the actions of its proxy. India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions at the isolated places over Odisha today. According to IMD, heat wave conditions are likely to prevail at Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and North Telangana today. Talking to the media, senior IMD scientist Dr. Soma Sen Roy has said that the yellow alerts have also been issued for Jharkhand and West Bengal for the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.